And welcome back to Habits Talk, where we don't give advice, but let the habits talk.
Amen to that.
And on that note, today's topic is lacking motivation to be productive.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a little fact about this topic that we're discussing today. There's this like 5-second rule. I don't know if you know about this 5-second rule that suggests that if you have an urge to act on a goal, you must physically move within 5 seconds or your brain will kill that idea. Like the goal is to help make you take immediate actions, really. And I think for me, 5 seconds is too short to take action sometimes. I would say before, there was probably a time in my life where, bro, if I think about something quickly, I'm acting on it because it's like,
just do it.
Bro, what's that chemical that releases when, you know, you do something and you feel good? That feel good is that dopamine.
Dopamine. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel good when I get those type of, you know, ideas to just be productive. Then, you know, there was a point in my life where doing something and being productive just makes me happy. I mean, it still does, but the motivation now is not even on the same level, bro. I wouldn't even compare. I feel like I've lost so much brain cells that, bro, I'm telling you, bro, I've lost so much brain cells that my brain don't work like that anymore. But so let me ask you, what is motivation? What does motivation mean to you?
To me, motivation is the kick, the spice, that inner push or that pull that drives you to do stuff. Mm-hmm. Right. So, which could basically simple as getting out of the bed in the morning or maybe doing your bed or, you know, you don't feel like doing something, but you find that motivation within you is some sort of a reason, that kick or that spice that keeps you moving forward. Mm-hmm. Simple terms, that's what motivation is to me. There are different kinds of motivation, but it just basically just keeps you going.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Just psychological definition or psychology describes motivation as just a process that starts, directs, and sustains goal-oriented behaviors. Mm-hmm. For me, I'd say motivation simply, I mean, it really is just, you think of something, you get up and you do it. I mean, I feel like it's that simple, but it's not simple, mm-hmm. right? Because you need some type of push, as you said, to do it. But I think sometimes, I feel like for me, but years ago, I would say that motivation was just the fact that I had that idea about that thing. I'm motivated to do it just because I had that idea, if that makes sense.
Like, you know, the goal.
Just because I can, like, let's say, for example, I think about a goal that I want to accomplish. Just the idea of thinking about that goal, I'm motivated by it already.
Right.
Right. Like, I don't need some type of extra push. I don't need some type of reward.
Right.
To accomplish.
So for you, it's a reasoning. It's
yes. A, mm-hmm. It's basic reasoning for me. Emphasis. This was me before. Now I have to be paid to work.
Hey, funny enough, that's exactly where we're leading towards. I mean, there are two kinds of motivation, right? It differs from person to person. So,
mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. So, what are a few things that, you know, give me an example of you being unmotivated?
Oh, an example of me being unmotivated.
Yeah. What is being unmotivated means to you?
What does it mean to be unmotivated to me?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say just being on my bed and doing nothing, but that's not even unmotivation. Unmotivation is after I finish eating food, I'm on the couch, the plate is right on the table, and I can't even get up to go put the dishes in the sink. Like that's our motivation. I mean, it's that simple in terms of like, I literally have no zeal to do the basic things that should be done, right? Be productive. And I don't know. I guess I'm still learning what it means for myself to be unmotivated, because I'd say there's so many different factors that goes into it. Mm-hmm. You know, in reality, there's, you know, I think about Maslow's hierarchy. I was actually thinking about this not too long ago. You know, the idea of first shelter. I mean, I don't remember the process anymore right now, but I know it's something about shelter, you know.
Food. I'm going to keep my mouth shut because I forgot about it as well. So I'm going to let you do the talking.
Food. And then I think like some type of like belonging, belonging and love.
Right.
And then self-actualization or something like that. But, you know, when you're lacking something in that food chain, it's hard to do the next thing. It's hard to. And I feel like the same impact, I feel like it affects my lifestyle. The way I've come to constantly push things to the side. And I think procrastination is a good reason why I lack motivation. And I mean, we can go into the fact that we can question why do we procrastinate. And I mean, that could be its own topic in itself, but just to bring some type of summary to this, you know, that idea of thinking I can do this later. You know, that mindset of I will do this later. Laziness, that's another reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've never really, P.S., I don't think I'm lazy, but I've never really considered myself lazy, but I know I can be lazy, right?
Right.
I can just be lazy, right? And now, the way I am right now, I don't think I can be lazy. I think even when I don't want to be lazy, I still see myself being lazy because I've, you know, continually and constantly been letting myself be lazy, if that makes sense. Like I've been letting myself be lazy. Now, when I don't want to be lazy, it's so difficult to not be lazy.
I understand.
You know? But yeah, those are some of my, I guess, what makes me lack motivation, I should say. But what about you? And how do you feel when you're unmotivated?
For me, I would find it more, it would take me a lot more time and effort to get things done than when I'm in my regular mood. I would be overwhelmed and I would extremely procrastinate. And I would keep it for the end. And in the end, I'll just completely go into a complete rush mode and the quality of work is not achieved. And I'm sitting there feeling very disconnected with my life. And, you know, it just feels trash. Mm-hmm. So it just, in other words, I just don't do the work. I don't get it done. And even if I do it, I just do it half done. So what I'm trying to say is if I lack focus or if I lack a goal that kind of leads me to procrastinate, if that makes sense, if I don't have a plan ahead, or if I don't know what my goal in life is, that leads to the procrastination part of things. Like for example, like to touch base with what you were saying, if I have a goal of keeping my house clean, and if I keep that rule in my head, and if I follow through, I would have food, and no matter what happens, I would try to clean the plate. But there are times when I don't. Let's be honest. So the goal of being there is I have to keep reminding myself what is the reasoning behind me getting up, taking the plate, going to the washer and cleaning it. Why? Because I want to keep the house clean, right?
Right, yeah.
So personally for me, motivation is highly subjective. It depends from person to person. For me personally, I think there should be a heavy reasoning behind it. You either want to see a reward in the end, or you would want to see the reward in the journey itself. So it's up to the person how they want to perceive it. But being very honest, I have been unmotivated a lot of times, and it's so easier said than being done. Preparing for my calculus exam, you know, I got to go through these questions, but I don't want to do it because I don't know where to start, you know.
Get me started on school, bro.
But to touch base with what you just started this topic with, the 5-second rule, I think that's where it comes into play. Like, just don't think about it. Just Nike says, just do it. Either you just do it, or you take 5 seconds and do it. But nothing more than 5 seconds, and then you're just not going to do it.
Yeah, no, and you mentioned something that I think was really key. You said finding it difficult to act or sustain actions towards your goal.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I'm not clearly viewing or seeing, I guess, my goal or the reward behind that goal, I tend to lack that motivation to accomplish it. I mean, let's talk about the game I was just playing like hours ago. I was just winning. I was on a winning streak, right? Playing FIFA.
Right.
And then I get to the final, and now I'm doing useless things. And honestly, I don't know. I could have won, but that's a different story.
Right. But then you were enjoying the process. You were just with the flow, right?
I really was. It's just,
and you kept winning until the end.
Yeah, and then when I got to the end, it's like that zeal. I'm like, that's it. Like, this is the last game. So I wasn't as motivated to focus against my opponent as I was the previous ones. You know, now that I'm in the final, I'm just like, that's it. You know,
right.
I'm not. That motivation, and I see it in different aspects of my life where I'm at towards the end, I start taking a break or I just slow down in my contribution to accomplish something or a goal that I've set once I'm towards the end, right? Because I can see the finish line, but at the same time, it's like, it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think for one, that's bad because you definitely, people say you want to finish strong. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
but, you know, for me, how I feel when I'm unmotivated, I mean, I don't even think there's any other word to describe it other than just depressed, really. Like, when I'm unmotivated, I'm just not in it. You know, I'm not in it at all. So I'm not pushing myself. I'm not, you know, you can not do anything and still be motivated to do something. But lacking motivation means you're not in it. You don't want to do this thing. You could be doing it. You may not be motivated to do it. You could just be sitting by yourself, not doing anything, and still not be motivated to do something,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you have no zeal, no desire to do something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you know, I want to do this thing, but I'm not doing it. I mean, that's just procrastination, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you see, that motivation aspect is, I don't even want to do this thing.
Right.
And I think that's what I'm starting to see in myself, that it's going from procrastinating to now lacking motivation, if that makes sense, right? Let's say I was living my life just procrastinating, right? Now I'm seeing myself lacking motivation.
So let me ask you this. So are you saying that your source of lacking motivation comes from procrastination?
I'm saying it's a factor.
Okay,
it's definitely a factor.
Got it.
Remember, I also said, because I've programmed myself to previously in the past learn how to be lazy, now I don't know how to not be lazy.
Mm.
Like, I'm finding it difficult not to be lazy.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been in that habitual state of, okay, I'll do this later. I can do it, but I'll do this later. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Clean the bathroom. I mean, living by yourself, you have to do these things. You know, I remember when I first moved into my apartment, bro, I was doing everything constantly. Now I'm so relaxed. I'm so, you know what?
Yeah.
Next week, Rolo. I'll do it. I'll do it then. That's that's cool. You know,
I've been there, done that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, but that's where it starts, and it spills down into every other aspect of my life. You know, it could be something that I want to do for my own personal growth, for my own career.
Right.
Whatever the case may be. Like sometimes I don't want to go play soccer. You know why? Because I'm scared, but like I think if I move my car, somebody's going to take my parking spot. Like,
brother.
I mean, that is my excuse for
Go play. You're being honest, and I like that. Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
That's what I convince myself when I tell myself, somebody will take my spot, so I'm just gonna stay in. What a stupid excuse. You know? And like I said, it's affecting. I say to myself, affecting various and different aspects of my life. You know. But I wanna ask you, how does motivation or the lack thereof, am I here speaking like I'm in the Bible, how like a philosopher, how does motivation or lack of motivation impact you know, either your personal life, like social, your life at home, or work life?
I could speak in terms of my work life. Every day
before talk about personal stuff.
I'll get there. I think I've been most efficient in my work life at the moment.
Work life,
being honest. But in terms of my work life, I'm still learning. Though I'm still learning. There are some days when I'm just like, this has been the most unproductive day of my life. But on the other days, it's like I have not taken any breaks and I have pushed through and I have accomplished this and I feel so good.
No, that's fact. I agree with you.
But my point was, what I try to do is at the start of the day, I think it's a good point, touching base with what you were saying, that you have, there are things that you know it's wrong for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called exactly self-awareness. You have a sense of self-awareness that you are judging yourself. Now, I'm not saying you're comparing yourself, you're judging yourself before someone else judges you. So you're self-aware of the fact that you need to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Now, when I start work, I ask myself, what do I have to accomplish? And I try to prioritize things. And in the most efficient manner, if I can achieve those things, my goal over there is I enjoy the process of doing it. Mm. And at the same time, I reap the benefits of accomplishing the goal. I would either hear a good feedback from my boss, or you know, my peers are happy with what the quality of my work, or my customers or my suppliers are happy, you know. So the end result is fulfilling. So by half of the day, whatever I've accomplished at the start of the day, from what I've planned at the start of the day, halfway through I'm motivated. So, and at that point in time, there are days when I'm just like, you know what, I accomplished so-and-so, I don't think I should push myself. I could just call it a day. Oh. But at the same time, there are other days when I'm just like, I need to finish off work, and I'm enjoying doing this. So what I was trying to say is, it's a lifelong struggle. Like it's never going to be constant. The only thing constant in life is change.
Yeah,
and you'll have to be flexible, and you know, you gotta be adaptable to the situation, and that only comes from the fact that if you are self-aware and if you know what you need to get done and where you need to be in life. I'm not saying that you need to get it all figured it out. No, but at least being mature about it and knowing, okay, if I don't do this thing, I won't. Achieve it is a good starting point.
Accomplished,
right? Instead of now I can touch base with my personal life. Like back in college, there would be days where.
Can I interrupt you before I actually get into your personal life? Because I had a question about what you were saying about your work life. Two questions actually. So you first, you said you said something about how you enjoy the process. Exactly.
Right.
So you
right.
said you enjoy the process, like in terms of to accomplish a goal or mm-hmm. to accomplish the goal that you set for yourself at work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you say, this is me speaking for myself, right? Would you say you have to, maybe for yourself, would you say you have to enjoy a process of accomplishing a goal in order to be motivated to accomplish that goal?
Now, in terms of Aaron, in terms of personally yes. for me, mm-hmm. I think it's very essential. I think it's sustainable.
Okay.
It's a sustainable process.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that that is the only right process, but I feel like in long term, it's very sustainable.
Right.
You're putting yourself through challenges. You will have setbacks. There will be days when you won't feel the best. But the idea of like, you know what, no matter what, I'm going to try and enjoy this process. You know, I again, it's easier said than done, but then it's a sustainable thing. It's not a short term, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah. at the same time, there will be days when I'm just like, you know what, I just want the end goal and that's what I'm chasing. And I'm just, you know, but that comes handy when I need to get things done quickly. Right. That's a short term thing. Like if it's an end goal that I'm looking at, it's a short term. Mm-hmm. But if it's the process that I'm enjoying and if I'm not really focused on the end goal, then that's sustainable. That's what I'm trying to say. So it depends on the situation. Like you need to, right. that's what I'm trying to say. Like self-awareness is a very important tool that comes handy in terms of positive thinking, negative thinking, lacking motivation. I think everyone needs to start not criticizing, but constructive criticism to yourself in second person, like, you know, how people have different personalities. I'm not saying mm-hmm. that you should have like five different personalities, but try to understand who you are, what you want in life is a great starting point for all these good habits to form is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree with that. In terms of, because I'm thinking about myself and I'm like, okay, am I motivated to do something and am I enjoying the process of doing that or accomplishing that goal? Because I don't think I always enjoy the process, right? To get to that point where, okay, I've accomplished this goal, but I didn't enjoy the process.
mm-hmm.
And as you said, it's key in terms of a long-term goal for mm-hmm. one. Like, mm-hmm. say you want to lose weight and you have to go to the gym. This is me speaking for myself, right? Because I mm-hmm. have to lose weight.
mm-hmm.
If I go to the gym day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then on day 6, it's difficult. I'm not motivated at all. But I mean, do I enjoy going through that process of like working out? Like playing soccer, I enjoy the process of it. But what is the goal with playing soccer? Like, am I playing it to be consistent? Am I playing it just for fun? But regardless of what I'm playing it for, I always enjoy my time playing soccer, right? This is something I love.
Mm-hmm.
For some people or for somebody else, soccer could be your work. you know, it could be too much work. You know, it could be time commitment. It could be strenuous, overwhelming. And I'm thinking that's probably how I feel in some other ways that somebody else will feel like, oh, this is joy for them. This is good. I feel good doing this thing. You know, do you get what I'm saying?
I was going to interrupt you actually over there for a second. Touching base with soccer, I play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would it be safe to say that it took you a lot of time to get where you are in terms of soccer?
Yes, because I've played it all my life.
Same here. I've played piano all my life. So mm-hmm. now, would you say at the very start of when you started playing soccer, when you didn't know how to play and when you didn't know how the rules are and everything, were you overwhelmed by the process of, oh my God, you know what, I got to do all these things in order to be a soccer player? Or were you
like, did I love it, or was I motivated by it?
Yeah, so yeah, exactly.
Okay, so here's why this soccer might not be a good example for this. Why? Because I started playing soccer, I think, when I was 3. My mom bought me like a small ball. So it's like, you know, like
started from the bottom.
Exactly. I literally love just kicking it around. Like, gotcha. The basics. So getting older, being more conscious and being able to think abstractly, I loved the complications of soccer.
Now, as much that's as I actually love
the simplicity of it.
That's a good point, because when you were a kid, you were not thinking too much. You were just just kicking it, right? So
I had already programmed myself. I had formed the habit of like, oh, this is something I do. I love it.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't know it then, but I have grown to love it.
Now, would it be safe to say young David, who was not thinking too much, was enjoying the process of playing it, just kicking around?
Yes, I was.
Right. Now, would it be safe to say that now, carry that over a couple of years to where you are now, that process of enjoying it got you where you are now, and now you just, it's a tribal knowledge, you just enjoy just doing it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right? Absolutely. But then there's some days where it's like, I just gave you an excuse, right, about how, oh, I'm not going to find parking spots, so I'm not playing soccer.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
You know what, do you see what I'm saying? Like, although I love the process, I'm still not motivated to do that thing.
This thing is very subjective. It's going to be a very, very
exactly. Like, I mean, there's no right answer. I mean,
exactly.
Remember what you said at the start? What'd you say? Give me that intro again, sir. Give me that intro again. Give me that intro. I want to hear it. That was good.
We're this podcast is literally called Habits Talk, where we're actually not giving any advice to whatsoever to any topics, but we question it and we just let the habits do the talking.
Yes, exactly. Right. This is a habit talking right now.
So for me personally, that's what my journey was in terms of playing the piano. I used to dread learning scales or learning arpeggios or going to classes every Friday. To be very honest, I didn't like it. I just didn't like the process of doing it. But for some reason, every time when I started being a part of a band, or when I was playing at church, or, you know, the end goal of accomplishing, oh, you know what, I was able to lead a service, or I was able to touch people through my music, and I was able to praise God, you know, that outcome, that end result was helping me in a manner like, okay, you know what, I need to improve my piano skills so that I could be a better pianist. For me personally, that was an end goal factor. Like, I was being honest, I did not enjoy the process of doing it, but the end goal was so. So another example for me is personal life is my internship. I dreaded the fact that I had to commute 2 hours one way. I had to wake up at 4 in the morning, catch the train, then get the car. But for me, it was the end goal of, okay, you know what? I just wanted an internship. I want that internship, right? And that's what I'm working towards. So I think it's a very subjective thing. It's up to the person. It's for the taking, like how you want to see it. If you want to shoot for the end goal, or if you want to just, you want to enjoy the process of doing it. Like, this is off topic, but I saw a reel today, like, motivation is not all it takes, it's discipline, which I do agree.
I was just about to talk about willpower. I was gonna ask you, what do you think about willpower?
You know, go ahead, let's do that.
Discipline. No, I was gonna ask you, what do you think about willpower and how it relates to motivation? But you just mentioned it. it's discipline. It's discipline, because it's like, you can build upon your willpower. You can increase your willpower through discipline, through practice. But go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
No, I was just thinking about what he just said. Right. So again, I guess it just goes back to what I was trying to say. Like, I'm a firm believer of everyone needs to be a strong critique about themselves. I'm not saying that you should punish yourself or see yourself in a different light. All I'm trying to see is, look in the mirror, try to open up to yourself and be self-aware. And if there's a drive within you that could lead to a willpower. Now, I can't speak in terms of discipline, because I'm not, to be very honest, I'm not I'm not going to tell you guys that.
I understand. Like,
you know, so I try, what I try to do is I try to critique myself before someone else tries to critique me. Mm-hmm. And I try my level best to hold myself accountable for things that I do wrong. But for me personally, every day I wake up, I try to be a better man than I was yesterday. So that's what keeps me going. How can I be better at work today? How can I be a better friend, or how can I be a better brother? You know, what is my purpose in life? What has God created me to become? You know, what is my calling? You know, that's what drives me, that drive. That's my motivation, to be very honest. And I try to link that reasoning behind my motivation. And there are times when that motivation leads to my end goal, or I just try to enjoy the process within. So see how we talked about so many different things within the same topic.
Yeah.
So I guess it's up to the audience how they want to perceive it, how they want to take it. But
I mean, it's something that you just got to apply to yourself if you're listening. I mean, I don't think it's a right or wrong situation. Right. It's more so, oh, I take inspiration for what this person has said. I take inspiration from this. If you don't take inspiration, then, you know, you just leave it be. You know, like exactly. I said, we're not advisal exactly. doctors. No, like you really touched on some key points as well that I feel like I can take from. And I think I had a different question, but I think we're just going to proceed because
this is good. We're going already off script completely.
I know, completely. But you were talking about motivation at work, and mm-hmm. you were going to talk about social life at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I didn't forget, trust me.
I completely forgot about it, brother. Social life and work. Social life, I could touch base with last week, like during our July 4th holidays. I was going to call off the plan. I didn't want to do it. I was like, you know what, screw it. You know what, I would just sit at home, and I'm not going to spend all the fuel and all the money and everything. But for some reason, I just don't know why, I wanted to live in the moment. For some reason, I was like, you know what, these 4 days may or may not come again, but I just want to enjoy the moment. And I just didn't think about it, like you said. Like, I just went ahead and did it. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I had one of the most memorable hikes that week. And it's because I did that, I'm still able to look back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So in that scenario, did I look towards the end goal?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's you know what I mean? So it's very subjective. It depends from case to case, you know. So yeah. That was social life. At family, my only motivation is to be a good son, a good brother, a good grandson, a good friend, you know. So it comes back to asking myself, what am I called mm-hmm. to be? What is the mm-hmm. purpose? And I'm not saying what is the purpose of life, but what I'm saying is, like, what exactly am I trying to achieve, or who am I trying to be? How can I be a better, you know, one of my favorite prayers is, we need to live our lives need to be a living reflection of who Jesus Christ is. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I try to link that spiritual idea into my personal life. So I try to accumulate all of these different ideas of who I need to be. And I let that be my driving force towards a goal, if that makes sense.
No, like, it makes complete sense, because I was going to ask you, because from what you're saying, it seems like an intrinsic mm-hmm. English wants to kill me. An intrinsic motivation.
I hear
it. Seems to be more effective in helping you stay motivated or productive, right?
Amen.
More than extrinsic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Personally, okay. For me, I'm able to push myself every day. The word over there is every day, just because I'm willing to take up the challenges that come within. Now, I'm only speaking in terms of my work life. It, again, differs from case to case. But in terms of my work life, I do my level best to enjoy the process as mm-hmm. much as I can. Even if there are setbacks and challenges, I And by God's grace, it has worked in my favor. I'm able to excel. I'm able to push myself. People, you know, I'm earning people's respect. I'm seen as a accountable and a responsible coworker, if that makes sense. Yeah. So I'm able to cohesively work within a team, even if I do not agree to the idea of something. I make it work. Does it make sense? I'm not saying that I'm not looking towards the good feedback that I get out of it. Oh, when I do a work, oh, good job. I love hearing that. You know, I love hearing that. Or if I help someone out and they say, thank you so much for your time, that makes me feel good, you know? Yeah. So I would say 70 to 80% intrinsic, and the remaining 10, 20 is going to be extrinsic for me.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Oh, that's a good question.
Actually, we didn't even explain extrinsic motivation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what is intrinsic and...
So intrinsic is basically you're driven by the enjoyment, interest, or personal satisfaction in the activity itself. And now I'm reading definitions, by the way. But extrinsic is basically involves the external rewards or the consequences like money, praise, grades, or recognition that comes within that. Mm. And so both have its pros and cons, but from what I've read, is intrinsic is more sustainable. Extrinsic is more short term. It helps you to achieve short term goals.
I mean, realistically, it's funny because I think we all do things or are trying to achieve things for some type of extrinsic value. Let's be honest, and
absolutely,
what that value is money. You know,
a absolutely
lot of the things that we do in life is about money.
Absolutely.
So, but correctly so, having those values to keep you in line to accomplish your goals, those come from within. That's why we talked about discipline. You can lack discipline, chase the money all you want. If you lack discipline, you're probably not going to get it unless you're lucky. And trust me, lucky, you don't bring that on yourself sometimes.
I'm sorry, but I need to just quickly, Kim, right away, just bursted into my head. Would you say intrinsic motivation makes you unstoppable, whereas extrinsic motivation leads you to be clinging on to that goal, and until then you achieve it, you won't feel that dopamine release? Mm-hmm. Like you would be slaved to the fact, to that one key element, whereas intrinsic is just going to make you unstoppable no matter what happens. Yeah. You're just going to enjoy through that pain. Now, there are people who literally go through that intrinsic process. Like, have you heard of this new thing on Instagram? I don't know which one, what is it called? Like, they sit through a whole flight journey without watching anything, and they just...
Yep. I saw a video like that. I thought they were crazy, but I'm like, that is something I would do. Why? Because I got that fear in me that I want to make sure I'm flying this plane with the pilot, you know, from start to finish. Bro, I was thinking about it. I'm like, on my flight going forward, I'm going to be watching that bar throughout the entire flight, because I want to make sure I'm getting there with the pilot safely. No, that's just fear. But at the same time, go ahead.
But so I there's so many things that come into my head, but intrinsic motivation, would you say it is more...
Some type of zeal from, I mean, we kind of talked about it, right? Remember how you talked about, like, you know, you were dreading your internship, the process of it.
Uh-huh.
So going back to the word process, bro, you may not love the process. Well, most times, I don't know, I'll speak for myself, I probably won't love the process if the motivation is only extrinsic. But if it's intrinsic, there's a good chance I would love the process. Now, or I am motivated by that, because that process is something that, you know, I have to do it because I want to do it. Not because I have to do it, because there is a reward at the end for me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I'm enjoying the process because this is what I want to do.
Right.
You know, I take joy in what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm happy in what I'm doing. It's like going to work every day, you're not happy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yes, there may be traffic, 1 hour drive, this, that, but you're enjoying the process. You're happy. Maybe not happy, but you're not, the process is not bringing you down.
Now, would it be safe to say it would be a nice habit to be grateful and practicing intrinsic motivation?
See, you just talked about gratefulness.
Let's say that if you're having a bad, like touching base with what you just said, like you're going to work, you're trying to be intrinsic motivated, you're trying to enjoy the process. Now, let's say there's a traffic and you're stuck to the traffic. Now you have to enjoy the process, which sounds pretty ironic. But at the same time, let's say you're grateful for the fact that you have a job and you are going to work and you are getting paid and you will have to sit through the traffic, but still you have a job. Mm-hmm. You woke up today and you're fulfilling mm-hmm. what God has in plan for you for that day.
Yep. I mean, right. You, yes.
Now, I'm not taking away the fact that you're not going to get paid. You're not going to get the recognition at work. That's going to be there. That's waiting for you. But then you just started your day. You just woke up and you have a completely new chapter to unravel for that day. So mm-hmm. you're sitting through that pain. You're eating through that pain. But practicing some sort of gratefulness, I think, is essential for every person.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. And so okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What is one habit right now that you're working on, and you would say that habit has led you or has made you lack motivation to be productive? So like you're working on getting better at that habit, but currently that habit makes you unproductive. That's some deep stuff.
I need a moment. I think the first thing that comes to my head is procrastination.
I mean, yeah, I agree.
It's something that I'm still working towards improving it, but it's very hard. I'll be honest. There are days when I just don't want to do something at work and I'm just like, you know what, I'll just keep it for the end. But I've seen in my personal life that it causes more pain than good to procrastinate and keep it for the end, which is very cliche to say, but it's, I think, very straightforwardly put, it's not respectable to some degree. I think there are people who like to be ahead than behind, and there are times when I fall to the latter, like I do fall behind. But ever since I started being ahead of the game and I started putting myself forward and getting things done before someone asks me to do things, mm-hmm. I find myself...
They give you more work at work, right?
Hey, I'm not saying that though.
I'm kidding.
I'm not gonna say no to that though. But you know what's funny? It's actually true. It's actually true. Mm-hmm. I've gotten more work. I've gotten more responsibilities. But then I love the fact that I'm being relied on. Like,
with it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, yeah, go to him. He will get the work done. Like, I love there are people at work that you know that you can rely on. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's a very attractive trait. Like, you have the confidence that, you know what, this person will get it done, you know? Or, you know what, I've requested this document from this person. He's going to get right to it. And you know what, the next thing you know, the email's out. So what I'm trying to say is, I like to be reliable. I'll be honest, I'll raise my hand. There are times when I'm not reliable at all. I can speak for my personal life completely, and at family and at work. But I think I've tried to work towards reducing procrastination and being ahead of the game, which helps me to gain a sense of confidence and a sense of accomplishment that, you know mm-hmm. what, before anyone comes and asks me to do it, I've already done it, you know?
Right.
And it feels good. So I guess that's, again, touching base. I think, personally speaking, I'm more of an intrinsic guy. And I'm not saying I'm not extrinsic, but I used to be so much extrinsic that I've tried to switch it now at this point in time, and it's working in my favor. It's I think everyone needs to figure out which is more compelling to them. But no, procrastination is the one thing that I'm still working on. And how did I improve it? Time management. I try to be ahead of the game. I try to plan ahead. I try to prioritize my tasks, and I try to fulfill which is easier to fulfill first, and then, or it depends on the day. If I have high energy levels, I try to focus on the difficult stuff and get that out of the way. But time management and just breaking tasks into smaller tasks, and you know, so I love breaking tasks into smaller tasks. I'm a huge believer in organizing your workplace and, you know, your steps and everything. Sometimes I get a bit too much into it, like I try to be perfect at it, but then that's again me trying to enjoy the process of doing it rather than, you know, the end goal, which I just still do want. I still want that end goal. So I guess procrastination would be it. Okay. What about you?
Dang, you had to ask, didn't you? I mean, I've kind of talked about mine as well, I think. Laziness, because I wanted to say procrastination too, but that would mean I'm just copying you, you know. But
I think it's a very common trait, though.
I'd say laziness, yeah, for me, just because like that really is a bad habit that causes me to lack motivation and be productive. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is laziness? You know, what does it mean to be lazy? Simply means, I don't know. I haven't looked it up, but I know. See, I'm so lazy to look it up too. But
we're letting the habits talk.
No. But what I'm saying is, I don't know. I think there's just some more work I need to do in myself to just uncover the reasons as to why I just feel like not doing the things that I have to do is okay. You know, I just have to uncover why I feel it's okay to not do the things that I should be doing, you know. Like I'll get off work sometimes, bro. Like I'll give you an example. I'll get off work sometimes, bro. I'm so unmotivated to look at my phone, text, respond to anybody, call anybody, get out of my, like, I'll go from my chair to my bed, right? And I'll just be there. Or I'll go to the couch, watch something. Like I said, I'll leave food, a plate of what I just ate right on the table. Or I'll put the dish on the counter just right above the dishwasher when I can just open the dishwasher and put it in. But literally, I'll leave it there. That's what I'm saying. It's not even procrastination anymore, because procrastination is like, oh, I'll put it in later. Now it's like, I'm okay with just doing this. Like, I'm lazy to just not do the right thing. You know? And I don't know. I guess we'll find out in the future episode of why David does that. But I think it's more of me just reflecting on myself and figuring out my triggers for lacking motivation. And to tie in with that, I was going to ask you, what is one habit that has helped you stay motivated, or that you've cultivated that helps you stay motivated, and how does it help you make a difference in your productivity?
I don't know if it's really a habit, but something I'm working towards is trying to acquire like new skills. Would that be one? Like my personal growth is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Anything that adds value to my personal growth is where I'm at that phase in my life where if it just doesn't add value to my life, I'm just going to take it off.
Okay.
Like, What could I add one as an example? Social media. There are times when I just want to like take it off and I go completely inactive and I just have like a complete social media break, you know, and not going to lie, I still come back. It's harder said than done, but.
So would you say you're trying, it sounds like maybe not what it is, but would you say it's discipline that you're working on? I guess.
Yeah, you could say that. You could say that. I'm trying.
That's what I'm working on. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah. Like I'm trying to be disciplined. Yeah, you could say that. That's true.
I like that.
Trying to be disciplined.
We're trying.
Because, bro, touching base.
Maybe one day accomplish it.
Where at the end of this whole thing, bro.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a process, bro. That's why we're here to talk about it. It's a process.
It's funny because. Because people who knew me back in Philly, back in my college days, the story is pretty popular. There were times when I don't keep my house clean, and I once found a rat or a mice in my house, and ever since then, it's been a complete 180, and I have kept my house clean since then. Mm. But the idea of me keeping it clean kind of helped me towards keeping my house more organized and disciplined. Because after that incident, after seeing that thing in my house, I've been traumatized to a point I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to invest in my house and I'm going to make sure my house feels like a place where I need to reside in and I feel good. And I have been keeping that since the last 3 years. So I would say, yeah, like personal growth is one thing that I'm working towards.
Mm-hmm. That motivates you.
Exactly. And that's kind of helping me go ahead, you know, and nice. Take on challenges wherever it is. What about you?
I mean, you kind of touched on it. Like I said, discipline, but I guess I'm trying to be disciplined. But I think the key word that you just used was being able to organize your living space or organizing the outward appearance of things. So mentally I'm not organized, right? But physically I try to be organized. And I think that's kind of like my motivation to be productive, right? So, and some people know this about me in my life, actually. Some people know that, you know, David is the type of person that if his space is clean, he's motivated to do work. Like if my space is clean, if everywhere is clean, bro, give me a task. I'm going to work on it, right? But if it's not clean, mind you, I'm the one who let it not be clean. I'm not going to be motivated to do anything because now I'm like, it's just too much work. So I'm going to just let it pile up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's not procrastination. It's just pure laziness, right? But once I get to a point where my space is clean, like I'll give an example. On Saturdays, right, I try to make sure that I clean everything and I go get groceries and I cook. If I've not cleaned my apartments by Saturday morning, I'm not going to go get groceries and then I'm not going to cook. So now my entire system is messed up.
Right.
Now I'm just going to be sitting on my butt, either watching TV, playing video games. I won't do anything basically that motivates me to be productive, you know, because my space is not clean. Go ahead.
So if you were disciplined and if you had an end goal of keeping it clean and if you just did it, you would have gotten it done. That's what you're saying.
Yes. But then that in itself is an issue, being disciplined to keep being organized.
I feel it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I said there are steps to this, because like I said, sometimes I finish work and I just don't want to touch nothing. I don't want to do anything.
I know. I know the feeling. I've gone through that a lot of times throughout the week. Yeah.
You know? And then when my day is free to do everything,
just want to do anything.
I didn't have to do everything before because I could have done less than everything, but now I'm doing everything because I did nothing the day prior.
You know what's funny? That's where the 5-second rule just doesn't work at all.
Exactly.
It's
so true, because when I had that idea to do this thing, within that 5 seconds, I could have done it, but I didn't do it. So I've left it. So the next 5 seconds that will come with motivate, you know, coming the next
five
day,
hours.
Right? If that 5 seconds is gonna be a whole day.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
You know, because I'm not gonna be motivated in that, but in that 5 seconds to do all this stuff.
Right, right. You know? Yeah.
But yeah. That's one thing I would say for me. I'm working on cultivating so I can stay motivated. I mean, that's just one of the things that I think I'm working on, but other aspects of my life that pertains to just lacking motivation to be productive, you know, we're not going to get into that, but this one is one that I can talk about for now. So question, if you do, right, how do you communicate your motivational needs to either your friends, you know, partner or family to ensure that you get the support you need? If you need me to rephrase that, I can.
No, I got it. To be very honest, I'm someone who tries my level best to tackle it by myself. Now, it's a bad thing to do, to be very honest. Especially if there's a lot going on. Like this communicating the needs to my friends or family. I try to
don't communicate needs at all.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like I don't know. I close myself off communicating with others, and I don't know. I just don't like. I like people critiquing me, but I try my level best to critique myself before it gets there. But in terms of communication, I've communicated with my family. Mm-hmm. I think family is definitely a safe space for everyone. If you have that opportunity, choose the right person to talk to, choose the right time to talk about it, and definitely don't ask them how to be motivated, because their life is different from yours, even if it's family. You need to be self-aware. Again, I'm touching base with that. The first thing you need to do is you need to take the time to reflect on you, and you need to understand where you want to be or what you want to achieve in life or what your goal is. And then you need to find what motivates you to get there. And you could present the case to your parents or your family in that fashion, because you cannot just go to them and be like, hey, listen, I want to feel motivated. Help me out. That's not going to help them. Instead, if you rephrase it and be like, okay, you know what? This is my goal. I need to lose 10 pounds. I don't know how to get there, but what do you think could help me? That's a better way.
Yeah.
So my point there being is, provide examples, be self-aware. If you're an adult, of course, you would have an understanding of where you want to be in life. I guess goal setting helps, but I don't know. You need to understand what your needs are, so then you can. It's better. It's easier to articulate it towards your family members or your friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that's simply put. Know what you need in life. The basics, at least, the very basics, at least. Choose the right person to talk to and describe it wholeheartedly, and let them know what your goal is, and. I believe they will have some sort of advice to offer. But yeah, what about you?
No, I mean, you said something which I think was key in terms of communicating your needs or motivation needs to family. So for me, I believe that. So I'm somebody who loves quality time, right? And you said understanding your needs. I know quality time is one of my needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love language, as they say, needs.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm with somebody, in order to be motivated, I would like to do that thing with them, right? Like, come on, come do this thing with me. It's going to motivate me to do it, right? Because the presence of that person, you know, it could be family, it could be friend, loved one, partner. Just the presence of that person, I'm motivated to do that thing. Like, if I'm on a call now with a friend, right? Bro, I can get stuff done. All these things that I'm procrastinating about, I'll just put them on FaceTime and I'll be doing work. Why? Because the presence of that person just it's like that 5 second rule just kicks in, like, okay, bro, then time to get busy, time to do something. And I feel like because I'm always in my head a lot, you know, talking about, you know, self-reflection. Self-talk, right?
Yeah.
I was actually doing a deeper thinking on that topic. Like, you can actually do damage to yourself by talking to yourself too much. But that's a different story. But just not being in my head, just knowing that somebody else is there, either in person or virtually, I get motivated to do something, right? And that is how, I guess, I'm not communicating it if the person just happens to be, but in terms of how I communicate it, I'll be like, oh, can you come do this stuff with me? This is going to help me accomplish this task quickly.
Right.
Or can you just be here?
The presence, you know? The presence helps. Yeah. Yeah. You know?
So that's how I communicate mine.
But you know, but you're aware of the fact that that helps. You know what
I mean? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know 100%
that helps. You know, you've experimented it. You have tried it out and it's working in your favor. So you know that it works.
But now here's the catch.
Go ahead.
Does David do it? Does David ask for help? Does David know when to ask for help? Like, I understand the source of what motivates me in that sense. Right. Or I understand how to communicate my motivation and needs to whomever. But does David ask for help is the real question. Now, David does not ask for help. I'll be honest. You know,
hey, Aaron is not any worse either. People who know me know well enough that I keep a lot of things to myself. And sometimes it affects me to a point it destroys me.
Yeah, so this is going to be a topic in itself.
On its own, I think it's
not asking for help.
No, I think it's a very good topic. Yeah. And there are times when I overwhelm myself at work and I'm just I don't know why. I'm just ashamed to ask for help. And I'm just like, you know what? I got this. You know what? I got this. You know what? I got this.
Oh, no. Shoot. Have you seen that meme? Oh, no.
The chimpanzee one, yeah.
That's what just came to mind when I said, "Oh no." but I just, it was an epiphany. I just remembered something. That's why. When it comes to work, bro, I always ask for help. Now, mind you, maybe it's because I still take advantage of the fact that I'm quote unquote still new.
I'm not new, bro.
I'm not new anymore.
I still
ask for help constantly, bro. I feel like sometimes I'm even bothersome to some people, but they love me, I think.
No, so that's good because you need to ask for help. There are times when I don't ask for help and I have already caused the mistake and I'm just like, oh, you know what? If I just took that extra help, I wouldn't have to go through that 5 different processes. I could have just stopped it at that point. So it's time effective.
Yeah. No, but that's strictly work for me though. But in terms of any other aspect of my life, no, David does not ask for help. But to wrap up, because we done blew through time. how do you balance staying or feeling positive towards others while feeling unmotivated? Like, how do you balance it? You know, let's say you're feeling unmotivated, right? You're in that state of just lacking motivation to be productive or to do anything. But how do you balance staying or feeling positive towards other people who now they don't have any clue as to what's going on with you in terms of your unmotivation, your lack of motivation? I mean, you brought up the example of like 4th of July and going out when friends ask you, you know, you found some type of motivation. But in general, how do you balance staying or feeling positive towards others when you're unmotivated or when you feel unmotivated?
The two things that I try to do is, first thing, I try to practice self-compassion and I acknowledge I don't like to put it feelings, but I like to acknowledge the fact that I'm lacking the drive. I try my level best to, again, touching base with self-awareness and living in the present moment. Mm-hmm. And that helps me to understand that, hey, listen, I am human and there will be times when I wouldn't want to really do it, but I will have to do it in terms of work. Mm-hmm. And that kind of helps me to really, really lead my team, because I cannot lead my team if I'm not unmotivated. And as a leader, I should be leading my team through my actions. And to be very honest, I would definitely, they would understand from my body language and from how I'm performing throughout the day, how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. But I try my level best not to let it pass on to them. And how do I do that? That's a very tricky question.
Hey, man, don't worry. We can come back to it.
That's a tricky question. I guess I just accept it for what it is. I really try my best to accept it for what it is.
It is what it is.
I just see it as just another day, and I just let it not happen again. Mm-hmm. But what about you? Let me think about it this for a second.
Shoot, I'm out here asking a question. I don't even think that's gonna be asked back. how do I balance staying or feeling positive? That's a good one. I'm positive towards other people. I mean,
okay, I have going one.
Back to. I could probably make mine short.
Going back to
like quality time, mm-hmm. I think if it wasn't a situation where somebody wants me to come do something, no, let me not lie, because like I just thought about an example and then I was like, I had a counter example because I'm like, oh, there are moments when one of my friends would be like, oh, bro, come out, let's go do this. You know, when I'm feeling unmotivated, if I'm not motivated at all, I'm not gonna go. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, like I feel like it's case by case. It depends on who, it depends on what. Mm-hmm. So others, I feel like it's generic, right? Others can be others that we cool, but we not that cool. Others can mm-hmm. be we cool, but what's up? And then there's mm-hmm. others that okay, I'm gonna do it even if I'm unmotivated. I'm gonna come. See you, I'm gonna make effort, right? So I think that one is pretty subjective for me,
right?
But if I was asked to do something, unless you put a gun to my head or you're giving me money when I'm unmotivated, I probably would not do it, and I'm not gonna be positive about it if I'm doing it. So
right.
I mean, I guess to answer my question, yeah. No, I wouldn't say I'm good at balancing, you know, staying positive or feeling positive towards others when I'm unmotivated. Mm.
Hey, that's a very honest answer. The only thing that I have to add is I practice gratitude so much. It's, I don't know how effective it is, but for me personally, it has changed me so much. Every day I wake up till before and after work, and when I come back, even if it's a really bad day, I try my level best to be grateful for something, mm-hmm. even if it's just one thing. It just goes on to tell myself that I am here to serve my purpose, and then I will die one day. Mm-hmm. And as long as I'm here, I am here to do good, and I'm grateful for the life that I have, for the blessings I have. So
yeah.
That kind of helps me to move on. Without the setback, you know, with the challenges and stuff that comes on with the day. So, but yeah, gratitude is one way. Gratitude, self-compassion, and acknowledging my feelings is three things that I do.
Gratitude. Yeah, that's a topic we'll come back to, honestly. But yeah, to wrap up, you know, because like I know we've talked a lot about gratitude off camera. So
yeah
that's gonna be my our Christmas episode, but
amen, dude. See, we'll plan ahead
there. We'll get there, yeah. But yes, key takeaway, just to wrap it up, just having someone to ask for help, you know, just have somebody who you know you can ask for help, knowing when to ask for help, understanding the source of what motivates me or you and building on that. I think that's, those are things that are really key here. Mm-hmm. Like I said, asking for help when you're unmotivated, because trust me, we will be unmotivated. So yeah, fact. Asking yeah. for help, knowing when to ask for help, understanding the source, like I said, of what motivates. Is it, and is it something that comes from within or outside? Mm-hmm. Sort of reward-based mm-hmm. motivation. So just understanding these things would, I feel like for me, would help me grow and learn more about myself. Mm-hmm. And on that note, stay liquid.
Amen.